Zephaniah, Book 1, lines 170 to 179. This comes right after the Trojans enter the harbor that was described in the Ekphrasis. So start with huk, which is the same thing as heek, so here or hither. Septim navibus collectis, with seven ships gathered, with seven ships collected. Ex omni numero, from the whole number. Aeneas subit, Aeneas approaches. Egressi, having disembarked, magno amore telluris, with great love of the shore. Troes potientur, the Trojans grasp, the Trojans obtain. The optata harena, the desired sand. Et tabentes sale ponunt artus, and they place their limbs, dripping with salt, in littore, on the shore. So the tabentes there is actually modifying artus. Okay, so they describe their limbs as being dripping with salt, which of course the salt there could be considered a metonymy because it's really talking about salt water. They got drenched during the storm. Ac primum, and first, scintillum excudit acates. Acates struck out a spark. Seliki, from the flint. Suscepit ignem, and he caught up the fire, foliis, with the leaves. Atque dedit arida nutrimenta, and he gave dry fuel, circum, around. Rapuitque flammam in fumite, and he snatched up the flame in the tinder, in the kindling wood. Tum expediunt, then they bring out. Sererim corruptum undis. So obviously it's not Ceres spoiled by the waves. She is being used as metonymy to describe grain. So they bring out the grain spoiled by the waves. So all of the barrels have gotten wet, and grain, once it's soaked with water, can be hard to use. And I don't know how it would taste after being soaked with salt water, but it's describing it as being spoiled by the waves. Cerealia que arma, and the weapons of Ceres. So what weapons? Utensils, and the utensils of Ceres. Faci rerum, the men, exhausted of their circumstances. Fruges que receptas parant. Okay, so they prepare the recovered fruits, but what are they preparing to do to it? Et torrere flammis et frangere saxo. So they prepare both to roast with flames and crush with a rock the recovered fruits. So they're going to roast the grain, get the water out of it, make it easier to grind up, and then they're going to do like the mortar and pestle sort of thing and grind the grain into a coarse meal, flour, so they can make bread now that they are actually finally on solid ground. All right, so translating one more time. Hither, with seven ships gathered from the whole number, Aeneas approaches. The Trojans, having disembarked with great love of the shore, gain the desired sand, and they place their limbs dripping with salt on the shore. And first, an Achates struck out a spark from the flint and snatched up, caught up the fire with the leaves and gave dry fuel around and snatched up the flame into the tinder. Then they bring out grain spoiled by the waves and the utensils of Ceres. The men, exhausted of their situation, prepare both to roast with flames and crush with the rock the recovered grains.